You're listening to SBS News.
It was a typically provocative move from One Nation leader Pauline Hanson in the Senate. She moved a motion saying anti-white racism is on the rise in Australia, and as the motion termed it, it's okay to be white. Surprisingly, the coalition supported the motion, even though a combination of Labor and crossbench senators ultimately defeated it. That left an embarrassed leader of the government in the Senate, Finance Minister Matthias Cormann, to maintain it was all a mistake.
The government has made a clear decision to oppose this motion and to make a statement that as a government we deplore racism in any kind. That is a decision that should have been maintained yesterday, and as a result of an administrative process failure it wasn't, and that is regrettable and I take responsibility.
It kicked off another tumultuous week of federal politics in Canberra, and Labor Senator Penny Wong wasn't accepting it. She said there was no excuse.
You want to come in and say, oh, oops, we made a mistake. Well, we don't believe you. No one believes you. No one believes you, and everybody knows that this is just a craven and pathetic attempt to try and clean up your mess.
Pauline Hanson defended her motion. Despite its obvious connections to white supremacist movements, Senator Hanson said that wasn't why she moved it in Parliament.
I am not a white supremacist, and I'm white, and I'm saying it's okay to be white. It's okay to be black. It's okay to be brindle.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison said his government's support of the motion was regrettable. The next day, the coalition took the unusual step of bringing the motion back into the Senate and then formally opposing it. But Mr. Morrison and the government soon had a bigger controversy on their hands after announcing plans to consider relocating Australia's embassy in Israel to Jerusalem.
Australia is an independent, sovereign nation. We're allowed to talk about this. And you know, if you can't get somewhere by a conventional means, and we're not getting somewhere by a conventional means, Australia has always been a country that is prepared to consider other options that actually achieve the objective of peace and a two-state solution in the Middle East.
Mr. Morrison says relocating the embassy to the Holy City in a move similar to the United States President Donald Trump's earlier decision is only a proposal at this stage, and it met with strong support from pro-Israeli and Jewish groups. But Palestinians and their advocates were furious. The Indonesian government also said talk of such a shift threatened trade ties between Australia and Indonesia, the world's biggest Muslim nation and one of Australia's closest neighbours. Opposition leader Bill Shorten told Parliament the government's proposal was only made to win votes in Saturday's by-election in Wentworth, a seat with a large Jewish population.
Is the Prime Minister really so panicked about Wentworth that he's willing to make the most cynically timed foreign policy decision in living memory? Why is the Prime Minister so reckless with our foreign policy?
The rest of the week in politics could only pale by comparison. Miles Morgan, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.